Yes, friends. Pass the plate around, friends. Join us, friends.
There's a knuckly little weasel about 3 foot nine. Face puffed up from crying and lying. Cause her sweet little hubby's sucking prong part time. In the name of the Lord.
Get a cool little shrew, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Jesus thinks sure as dirt. Would he really choose Tabby to do his work?
Hallelujah.
Yes, friends.
Robertson says that he's the one. Oh, he sure is. If Armageddon is your idea of family fun, and he's got some plan for you. Now tell me that ain't true, yeah.
Give me that old time religion.
Now what if Jimbo's slightly gay? Will Pat let Jimbo get away? Everything we've heard him say indicates that Jim must pay. That money rolling in, cause Pat and naughty Jimbo can't get enough of it.
Let's dance.
Perhaps it's their idea of an affirmative action plan to give white trash a special break. Well, they took those cheese old bumps and ran to the bank, to the bank, to the bank, to the bank. And every night we can hear them thank their buddy up above for sending down his love. While you all smell the glove.
Henry Cisneros, ladies and gentlemen.
Jim and Pat should take a pull right up each saintly glory hole with tar and feathers too, just like they'd love to do to you.
Cause they think you are bad.
Yes, they do.
And they are very bad.
Cause some folks don't want prayer in school. We need an ark to survive the drool of micro-publicans raised on hate. And Jimbo Jumbo when they graduate. Convinced they are the chosen ones. And all their parents carry guns.
Hey, look, Godzilla!
And hold them cards in the NRA.
On Hellfire, Melvin Hickey.
With their fingers on the trigger. When they kneel and pray.
I mean,
with a Ku Klux Moo Moo in the back of the truck. If you ain't born again, they want to mess you up. Screaming, no abortion, no sorry. Life's too precious, can't you see? What's that hanging from a neighbor's tree? Why, it looks like colored folks to me.
But they do that.
They've been doing it for years.
Seriously.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the dynamic Eric Buxton.
Imagine, if you will, a multi-millionaire TV evangelist saved from Korean combat duty by his father, a U.S. senator. Studied law, but is not qualified to practice it. Father of a love child who in adulthood hosts the remnants of Papa's religious propaganda program. Claims not to be a faith healer, but has in the past dealt sternly with everything from hemorrhoids to hurricanes. Involved with funding for an undeclared war in Central America, claiming Ronald Reagan and Oliver North as close friends. Involved in suspicious tax avoidance schemes under investigation for 16 months by the IRS. Claims to be a man of God, currently seeking the United States presidency, hoping we will all follow him into the
Twilight Zone. But hey, what if Pat gets in the White House?
No fucking way, I you know what I mean?
The rights of certain people disappear mysteriously. Now wouldn't that sort of qualify as an American tragedy? Ow, ow, ow. Especially if they cover it up, saying Jesus told it to me.
I mean, babe, we're tight, we're like this, okay? I mean that.
I hope we never see that day.
Right here, it's hot, it's hot.
In the land of the free. Or someday will we.
92?
Will we?
96?
And if you don't know by now the truth of what I'm telling you, then surely I have failed somehow. Surely I have failed somehow. Yeah. Oh, surely I have failed somehow. And Jesus will think I'm a jerk, just like you. If you let those TV preachers make a monkey out of you, ow, ow, ow. I said Jesus will think you're a jerk, and it would be true.
There's an old rugged cross
in the land of the stainless maiden.
It's just burning on the lawn.
But this person looks like Tom Brady. Jim and Tammy. Oh, baby, you gotta go. You really got to.
This is intermission. Get your butt out there and register to vote. Would you please? See you in a half an hour.